Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hello and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Going off of what Michael Moore said, this might be the last conversation because we're going to have human extinction. Bum, bum, bum. Just kidding, folks. There is a physician that came over to the United States from Pakistan who is running for lieutenant governor, and he's promising to run on his Muslim faith, and a lot of the things we do in this country is not really American, and we discriminate against everybody and all this stuff, and I'm getting all that. We also have a Massachusetts state representative, Michelle DeBoles, who's in some pretty hot water because she was Facebooking and tipping off illegal immigrants about ICE raids and custom enforcement things to give them a heads up so they wouldn't get busted. A Pennsylvania college professor said he wanted to vomit after an airline passenger gave up his first class seat to a uniformed member of the armed forces. Wow. That's just, I don't understand that one. Also, yesterday there was a tragedy in Texas where a bus with some elderly senior citizens coming back from a religious retreat from a Baptist church hit head on with the truck, and 3 were injured and 12 were killed. And the thoughts and prayers go out to all those affected by that tragedy in Texas. Also, folks, I'm going to get into a little bit about a LA student who is actually filing a lawsuit against the university because he was barred from sharing the Constitution. Wow. That much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of, folks. Hebrews 6:10, for God is not unjust. He will not forget how hard you have worked for him and how you have shown your love for him by caring for others, believers, as you still do. Think about that kind of as you're going through your day to day. And welcome to a wonderful conversation. Hello? Can you hear me? I think someone's trying to call in, but I can't. It just kind of disconnects, so you can keep trying, but I want to get into this because this is crazy. Now, I'm bad with names, and I mean, American names are okay, but when these things are like Ahmed Abdullah Haga, whatever, no offense to anybody, but like, it's like even some of like the, you know, whatever happened to like Bill and Jill, and you know, when I grew up, now some of these names are just hard to pronounce. And it's like Dr. Asif Mahmoud, if I'm saying that correctly. He's a physician who is going to run in 2018 for the lieutenant governor position in California. And he was actually brought here from Kentucky and lived in Kentucky, and he moved out to California in the 2000s and lives near LA. And the thing is there's a very, very, very small Muslim population in California. And with California, he's going to have a broad message spanned out, okay? He's going to have to reach a vast audience because his audience is not going to, he's like a, he's going to be talking to a 99% non-Muslim audience. And he just feels like, well, the way women are, you know, the way people are treated in this country is bad. And when you read a lot about what he wants to kind of do, he wants to get tough on hate and stop bashing on immigrants and people of color and on Muslims and all this stuff. And it's just like, okay, well, most people don't bash on Muslims. It's just, okay, this Muslim here bombed the building. This Muslim did this. And you sit there and you're like, okay, we're not bashing on you. You know, I guess it goes back to the whole German thing, you know. Most Germans were great people. There was only a small percentage that were Nazis that killed, but those nice Germans were irrelevant. And it's one of those type of things where it's not that we're anti-Muslim or anything, but when these, you have, it's just when you have like the segment that's supposed to be the good segment, where are they massively boasting against these people that are bombing and doing all this, you know, tragic stuff? That's where I guess, that's why I'm kind of lost, you know, because that's how I view this. I mean, if he wants to do some things and pass some laws and stuff, and okay, I hope he respects women, because he says that they are against, you know, this hate of color and Muslim and all this stuff. There's not as much hate in this country, in my opinion. And it's my opinion, with color. I mean, it wasn't until Barack Obama became president, and then all of a sudden, for the first time I was ever called a racist. I've never called a racist. I've never called, but, you know, hey. But I guess I am, you know, I guess I'm anti-American, you know, because I'm a black hater. Okay, I wish I had those old tape cassette recordings when me and my friend Mike Schultz used to do like fake radio shows, and we record them. Welcome to WKFC Radio. We're going to play some Soul Man for you, some Sam and Dave. And, you know, we used to listen to the, way back in the day, the old, you know, remember rapping Duke, da ha, da ha, you know, all that, you know, 1985 is the number, and all that stuff. We used to listen to that, like the Fat Boys and Run DMC and stuff way back in the day. I guess I grew up in a sheltered world, because to me, there was no black or white. You were just people, you're just humans. Yeah, it was, if I didn't like you, it's because of who you are as a person. It wouldn't have mattered. If you were a Muslim and you respected the fact that I worship Jesus, I would have had no problem with you. If you were like, because I worked at a hotel with a guy that was Muslim, and he's like, well, they tried to convert me to Catholicism, like to like Christianity. I'm like, well, I said, I like you because you're never going to try to convert me to be a Muslim. Just like, you know, I could never try to convert you to Catholicism. You know, it's not, you're never going to want me to believe like you do, and you don't want to believe like I do. It's not like you're going to try to push this on me. Because there are some Muslims that are offended because, well, this is not a Christian, you know, you're offending us because this is not a Christian nation and all this, and you're pushing your belief on us. Look it up, folks. We were born on the belief of freedom of Christian religion, because in England, this is how you worship God. No, we want to be able to worship Jesus the way we want to. Is freedom of Christian religion. That's why we have the separation of church and state, so that we're not like England, where we're not told how to worship. The government doesn't take your sermon and, Yes, we typed out the sermon. This is what you'll read. The revised version. We didn't like what you wrote. No. Remember Mitt Romney? Yeah. Well, is your Mormon faith going to influence how you run this country if you're president? No, it won't. He couldn't say that. He's not going to sit there and ban alcohol and stuff because Mormons don't drink and stuff and pass laws that reflect his Mormon upbringing just because he's Mormon, he's a president. He couldn't say that. But this professor is saying, oh, I'm going to run on my Muslim faith. I'm going to pass things based on my Muslim faith. It's like that school in Texas that has that prayer room. It's only there because Muslims demanded it because they didn't want to have to walk all, they won't be able to walk all the way down there to pray. Well, anyone can use it, and I'm glad anyone can use it, but if it wasn't for if the Christians asked for that prayer room, it would have been denied. But hey, you know, we live in America, you know, land of the immigrants and home of the better treatment for the people that shouldn't even be here. Don't believe me? Don't believe me. Don't believe anything. Look it up. Look up what goes on in this country. You have a mother, Mary Ann Mendoza, who her son was a police officer, was tragically killed by a drunk driving illegal immigrant. He shouldn't even be in this country. And I guarantee you, hopefully something's going to happen to that. To that guy that killed him, that illegal. I hope he doesn't get help from a sanctuary place. You got to understand, folks, these sanctuary cities, if you're a criminal, we're going to detain you. But if you're just an illegal immigrant and you haven't done anything wrong, we're going to protect you. No, there's evidence that they're protecting Sir MS-13 gang members. And keeping them away from ICE raids. And these are some of the most violent criminals. So you're not talking like they're sorting them out, and the really dangerous people we're gonna keep and we're gonna make sure they get held, but the good ones we're just gonna let go. No, there are violent people. And what country do we live in? I thought we lived in America. Why would you detain a murderer who's an American citizen, but help a illegal murderer, an illegal immigrant murderer, help him get away and help him, you know, be in a sanctuary city where you can't touch him? I don't understand. I'm confused. I'm lost. You know, where do I sign up to be an illegal? That's what I want to know. And I see where this country is going. When you had that lady with like the pink hair that's like going to lose all her benefits and everything. I don't want to work. I don't want a job. I don't want to do anything. I want free money. Someone's going to give me money. I'm not going to work. I'm not going to do anything. Then she goes off on her mom. Ask the person on that bleep thing, because I guess her mom's watching the video and she's wanting to know who's playing the piano. I don't know. Well, ask who the... I'm like... going off on her mom. I'd have been like, excuse me, B-I-T-C-H, there's the door. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm changing the locks. I don't get it. I don't want to work. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to. I want to find out where she is, and I want to get some counterfeit money and give it to her. So that when she tries to use it, she gets busted for having counterfeit money. Here you go. Oh, you said you didn't say you wanted real money. Yeah, free. Give her Monopoly money. There you go. Give her some IOUs. Better save this one, man. I wrote this IOU out for $1 million, man. I mean, whenever I get $1 million, I'll pay you, but so you better hold on to that one, though. You'll never get that $1 million. That's if I ever get $1 million. But I mean, what's up with this society where people don't want to work and they just want to get stuff handed to them? I don't get it. What happened to the America where, look at this, I built this. I made this. Now, I'm trying to do some research on this because I saw an article one of my friends posted where, like, they have these people that try to live off the grid with these, like, tiny houses where they don't really have to pay taxes or anything for the property, and they have, like, a solar panel, and they can, you know, gain electricity, and they're trying to bar those so that you can't live off the grid and all this stuff, and they're trying to make it, well, I mean, of course, the government wants every penny they can out of you. But I don't know how they can bar that. I mean, I can see them saying, okay, if you have one of these, you pay like a tax for having that every year or something. So, that they, you know, I can see that, but I'm trying to bar all this stuff. I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't know. But like this Massachusetts state senator, the Bowles, that is like, tipping off these illegals with a Facebook post that ICE is coming. It reminds me of that lady that went to, is it legal? It's like, it reminds me of that lady that was like, oh, I'm 100% for transgender bathrooms until she goes into one and there's a guy in the women's restroom that's not doing anything at all to try to pretend he's a woman. And now she's changed your tone on it. But if you look at the legislation, where does it say anywhere in there? All it says is if you feel like a woman, you can use the woman's restroom if you're a guy. It doesn't say what you have to do to go in there. If you have a beard, you can go in there. All you have to do is say you associate yourself with being a woman. It doesn't say you have to be transgender and go through the surgeries or anything, or have to be wearing a dress or have to be makeup. No. That transgender law basically means that any sex can go into any bathroom at any time, no matter what. There's no preconceived condition of here's the standard that you have to be at to go in there. There's no standard. Anyone can go any. I can go into any woman's restroom going off of Barack Obama's law. I can go in any woman's restroom with her, and no woman can stop me. And when they realized that was the case, because they were worded out by having just a guy in the bathroom that showed no signs of any type of transgender, she's like, wait a minute. Well, if you looked at the bill, it doesn't discriminate against anything. If you think you're a woman, you use a woman's restroom, whether you're got a beard, whatever. Whether you can wear a flannel shirt, jeans, shoes, and have a beard and be a guy, and you can go in there. Does anyone ever sit there to think that, okay, maybe some of these illegals that are here that you're trying to tip off so that they don't get busted by ICE or murderers and killers and gang members? You ever think about that? You can't guarantee me that all illegal immigrants here are 100% crime-free, safe people. You can't guarantee me that because it's not true. It's just not true. I guess I don't understand the America that is today. You have people from day one that are like, we need to impeach Trump. We need, oh yeah, don't worry. We're spending billions of dollars every day. We've got 400,000 people every day trying to find something, because if Donald J. Trump had an extra piece of cake at a kid's birthday party in sixth grade, we're going to have him impeached because of that. He's going down. You know what? We're employing 100 million people so we can find something to impeach Trump with. He's going to go down. I don't care. Yeah, they would be going ballistic. Well, there's actually, and I've been trying to look into the validity of this. I've seen several articles that claim that there's 50 Republicans who are voting yes on passing a bill that, like, if you have a cell phone and you go on the internet and you surf, or on your computer and you surf, they have the ability to take your browser history and sell it to companies so that they can use it to help market and say, okay, and all this stuff. And I've seen like three websites where it says it's real. I've seen some things where they say, oh, that's just something that the left has put out and it's not real. It's all fake. There's no such thing. And because I wrote one of my friends, I'm like, well, because this person posted it. And I'm like, well, I thought they're already doing that. I mean, you think about it. Remember that movie Enemy of the State from 1998 with Will Smith and Gene Hackman, where they are tracing him and they have like bugs. They have like a bug on his tie, a bug on his shoe, bug here, bug there. And they go into the convenience store and they look at the convenience store footage and he went left. And then they go and they have satellites and they can track him 100% and all that. And that's in 1998. Imagine what they have now. And he's talking about how like back in the 80s, where if you were on your landline phone and you said certain trigger words, you know, they would start listening in, or it would record your conversation or whatever. And it's kind of like that Kecksburg incident in Pennsylvania, where a strange object crashed into Kecksburg, Pennsylvania. And the lady said the military and some high-ranking officials used her house as like a portable mobile command center for a while. And she said that those people made tons of phone calls via her phone to all these numbers and all these private numbers, all this stuff. Nothing showed up ever on her phone. She doesn't know who they called, how they, whatever, but whatever happened, none of it ended up on her phone bill. And she was hoping maybe she could get phone numbers out of it or find out some more information, but nothing showed up. But it's just like, you know, the big thing is there's so much information out there, and having to sort through what's legit and what's not and what's real and what's not, it's hard. But it wouldn't surprise me that stuff like that, they're doing stuff like that. But it's just, I want equal treatment. You know, we would be going, they'd be going ballistic if we were saying, okay, from day one, when he won, that, okay, we're going to go after Trump. Yeah, they're going to go after Trump. They're going to try to impeach him. If the right tried to do that with Obama, okay, we're going to spend millions of dollars every day trying to find something to impeach Obama on. Lord, help you. there are things that's happened to Trump that you wouldn't even, they go after his wife and his kids and his family. You would never see that. But it's perfectly acceptable to do that if it's Donald J. Trump. You know, it's okay to criticize the president, as in George W.H. Bush, but how dare you do that to Obama? And it's the same person that says it. It's not like it's two different people. It's the exact same reporter that will be, oh yeah, you can, you know, say you can go off on Obama. No, you can't. George W.H. Bush, you can criticize him all you want, but you know, Obama, how dare you? How dare you make him look bad? The same person. It's just, I don't understand this country we live in. There is a Drexel University professor from Pennsylvania College who is under fire because he's like, well, I heard that there was a guy that was giving up his first class seat for a uniformed member of the armed services, and I almost threw up when I heard this. Are you kidding me? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with people? Oh, this guy, I went to the bathroom, I threw up 10 times because this civilian bought this military veteran's meal. What is wrong with this nation? Okay, there's the airport. Get on a plane and go to another country if you do not respect our vets and the people who die so you have freedoms to say you want to vomit. Because I don't even know. That just hurts me. I would do anything for my dad or Melissa's dad for what they've done for our country to help us. Any vet, period. But, and there were people that were like applauding the guy. I'm like, well, how dare he? He should go to jail for that. And he's a professor. I'd be pulling my kid out of that university so fast that they didn't fire that guy. Oh, but he's the same guy that in 2000, what was it, like six or whatever, he talked about how all he wanted for Christmas was white genocide. Yeah, this is what he said. This was, where was it? Yeah. In December, he tweeted that all I want for Christmas is white genocide. Some guy gave up his first class seat for a uniformed soldier. People are thanking him. I'm trying not to vomit or yell Mosul, which is the last ISIS stronghold. I'd be throwing my kids out of school so fast. I'd be like, if he ain't going to do something about that guy, my kid is getting out of that school. I'm not going to have him being taught by someone like that. People are starting to wake up because there are some people in this world, in America especially, that are not wanting, that are not going to be indoctrinated. They're not going to be.
You know that the college did not care that he said he wanted white genocide.
Yeah, I know. That's what I would have been like, okay, bye bye. I'm pulling my kid out of that school so fast. But that's me, you know. I mean, this, I don't get this world we live in. I don't get it. I guess that's the thing that gets me. I try to figure out this show is with the show. Okay, I got a puzzle and the pieces aren't coming together. I don't understand why you're going to take violent criminals, and because they're illegal, okay, now ICE is going to come raid you. And what's sad is some of these people, they're not doing a damn thing to them. Now, the blood's going to be on the hands of that lady if someone dies because of what she did. It's nice to see people in Britain waking up and saying, hey, you're going to allow people to stand there and chant bleep England and go to bleep the bleep? Go to, okay, how can you allow people to chant anti-English rhetoric? Well, we can't ban their freedom of speech, okay? Well, you know, they have the right to do that, okay? Well, when more bombings happen and more people die, don't say I told you so. When we tried to get you to look, these people are preaching anti-UK rhetoric. And it's nice to see people over there starting to wake up and stand up. But we won't have to worry too much longer because, you know, since we've had all these budget cuts that Trump's done, you know, the whole world's going to come to an end. We're going to have human genocide, you know. Oh, I can't wait to see Michael Moore's new human genocide movie. The Ending of Civilization. No, that'd make me throw up. Dude, how do people... He's getting mocked for that. It's not like even some people on the left are like mocking him. I mean, seriously. But you have millions of dollars and billions of dollars being spent on things, and you still have issues. I mean, it's called using the money wisely. You know? Well, if you can't keep this river clean with 90-some billion dollars, what's cutting the funds going to do? How is that going to hurt anything? I mean, if I give you $100 million and you can't do something, cutting the funds ain't going to make it. Oh, yeah, you want more money? No, you need to learn how to fix it with less money, not get more money, because I guarantee you, you would want more money and you would still have a problem. Why should we keep throwing money after money after money when you're going to get the same result? No, you need to figure out, okay, how can we solve this with less money? My dad's a good example. They used to have a maintenance hangar for United at Indianapolis Airport. My dad put in a bid to build platforms. And the platforms basically are built so like when the plane goes into the maintenance hangar, you climb onto these platforms and you can plug in welding equipment and electrical equipment. And when you stand there, you're at the height where you can work on the wings and all the different parts of the plane. There were people getting $100,000 for those things. My dad was charging like 17 grand and making a killing. And there were people outraged because they were getting 100,000 for these things. And my dad's like, I'm ripping them off and I'm charging 17,000. What the hell? Because they were used to taking advantage of somebody. Because when my dad got the bid, when they gave him money the first time around, he gave about half of the money back. He goes, I don't need it. and then he was getting threats. That's what's going on, folks. People just want more and more and more and more money. Oh, we need more money. We couldn't keep this river clean for $500 billion, so we need $100 billion. No, you're going to get $10 million, and you're going to learn how to keep that river clean with that amount of money. I mean, this is where this country's headed. A California college honors a professor who called Trump's election an act of terrorism. With, like, she's like the teacher or like the professor of the year. She's the faculty member of the year at this California college. And she was called out because she called Donald Trump's election an act of terrorism. And there are, and but if you look into the whole background of this thing, the number of students taking her classes has dropped like tenfold. People have refused to have her as a teacher. See, as a student, when I went to college, I don't remember people having an opinion. This is what we discuss. I don't remember having classes where this is my belief. This is, you know, I can't believe that we had, I mean, can you believe that we have someone like Bill Clinton in the White House? You know, are you kidding me? No. They showed you both sides and they were neutral when they didn't push a belief about something. If my professors liked Clinton or Bush or whoever, Bob Dole, it didn't matter. I didn't know. Unless we talked and just said, hey, you know, whatever. I didn't know what their political belief was but now it seems like every place they try to indoctrinate these kids. I don't get it. I don't get it. Yeah, since they're like John Lennon, you got Yoko Ono standing right next to him and not a bullet. I don't understand. There's things we'll never understand in this world. I don't understand where America has gone, where people are being praised for bashing. Oh yeah, that Trump, he's a terrorist. Congratulations, you're the professor of the year. But when you look at how many people are now attending her classes, people are like, bye-bye. They're like trying to get away from her as fast as they can because they want to learn. They don't want to be indoctrinated. They don't want to have someone that's, well, okay, am I supposed to believe what she's telling me, or is she subliminally trying to get me to believe in her socialistic, liberalistic, ideological way this country should be? Because, you know, I'm against 100%, you know, banning of anyone coming into this country. I think everyone should come in here. Well, will you house some? Nope. Won't house any, but they should be here. It's like that Starbucks. They're getting big time backlash from, hey, we're going to hire all these, you guessed it, refugees. I'm gonna hire them all. And now they're paying the price for it. So you have the almighty dollar, folks. If you support what a company like, let's say like Hobby Lobby or Chick-fil-A, if you like what they stand for, you can spend your money there. If you don't, You don't. Like I've said before, if you have a billion-dollar company, if you have a company that's going in the toilet and he's spending, yeah, this is a 4.9 fine gold solid toilet. This is a solid gold toilet. It's made out of 4.9 fine gold. Yes, it's got a 4.9 fine palladium seat with a 4.9 fine gold, silver and gold kind of mixed. So it's kind of like a swirl effect. That's what the toilet lid is. Yep. And then like the thing that floats on top of the water. Yeah, that's still Fans Night. Yeah, we got that off of the Gem Shopping Network. That was like a couple million dollars. And if he's doing all this stuff, you can say, hey, if the company is going bankrupt and they're not making it, and he's doing all this to his toilets and his bathroom, and he's getting huge bonuses, you can say, well, I'm not going to spend my money with that company. I'm not going to use them. It shouldn't be a government saying, okay, well, we're going to make sure that that doesn't happen. No. Let it happen. Let them fail. Let them go under. And maybe some other company will take its place. A better one. You have the almighty dollar. My wife, Melissa, can say, I'm not going to shop there. I'm not going to spend my money there. Called common sense, and like the one guy said, he goes, this is how this country is. If you listen to the news or read the news, you're misinformed. If you don't do that, then you're uninformed. Well, then what do you do? That's a good question. That's a real good question. Because people, the problem you have in this country is you have people like Michael Moore that, well, because all these things Trump's going to do, we're going to have human extinction is going to happen. Okay. People are so done with this crap, like what Michael Moore says, that they're done. They don't want to hear it. So they stop watching. They stop watching any type of news. The media and the news is so bad that most people don't trust any of it, and they don't watch any of it. And then when something major happens, okay, what's going on? I went to go buy bread this morning. It was 99 cents. Now it's up to $6. What the heck? Yeah, it's called hyperinflation. I guess you don't watch the news. Yeah. You know, people are so getting bombarded with all this news that's so fake that they just give up watching it altogether. I mean, you have a student, Kevin Shaw, he went to LA Community College, and he is filing a lawsuit because he was barred from passing out the U.S. Constitution. Really, he is barred from passing out the Constitution in America. I don't understand. I'm lost. It makes no sense at all. They should be like, well, if you pay for that, let me know, because we'll actually reimburse you for that, and we'll get you some more so you can hand more out, not the other way around. I don't understand this ban from passing out the Constitution. Well, there was a guy in Michigan that was barred because if you're a juror and you go to court, there's an actual, I forget what the law is called. But like if, let's say somebody is arrested and he shoots because he shot, a guy comes into my house and I shoot him and he's dead. And I'm on trial for murder, and I'm a juror, let's say, in this case. And I'm like, well, I feel that this law is unjustly applied, or I don't agree with the law, you don't have to vote that he's guilty of murder. You can say no. The guy was in a house that does not belong to him. If somebody's in my house and he doesn't live there, he's breaking and entering. And if he shoots to defend himself, then he should be getting self-defense. And he should not be, it shouldn't be murder. It shouldn't be, he should be, hey, he was in self-defense. Nothing, nope, but because they don't believe that there was any evidence of self-defense, that he's being on trial for murdering that guy. And I say, no, I don't feel that law is being justly applied. He shouldn't have to. Okay, if someone's in my house, that if someone's in my townhome where me and my wife live, that is not me or my wife, and it's 2 in the morning, that's enough for me to say, That's enough for me to fear my life. Sorry. And this guy was basically talking about that law. Like if somebody gets arrested for marijuana and using it for medical purposes, and you don't think that the law applies or it's not applied properly or unjustly applied, you don't have to vote guilty. And he got in big trouble. Most courts will not talk about that law, and it's a legal law. I forget what it is, but there's an actual legal law. If you think that the way this case is being handled, they're manipulating this law to try to go after him instead of, you know. So I'm assuming if a guy is in your house that shouldn't be there at 3 in the morning, you're just going to like, what's up, brother? High five him. No. You're going to fear for your life. You're going to wonder, does he have a knife? Is he going to try to attack me and my wife and rob us? What's he going to do? But because things are unjustly applied and all this nonsensical crap, he was educating people on that law and handing out pamphlets, and he's under big time fire for it. And he goes, it shouldn't be. I shouldn't have to do that. They should talk about it. It should be something that should be talked about when you are in jury selection. But they don't want to talk about it because then that means you have a right to say, no, I disagree with this ruling. I don't believe that. In Texas yesterday, I want to get into this. There was some heart-wrenching news as a bus with a bunch of elderly people coming back from a Baptist church retreat was hit head on, and at least 3 are injured and 12 were killed. And our thoughts and prayers go out to the First Baptist New Burford's Church. And keep them in your prayers, folks, because it was literally like 2 cars going 70 miles an hour and hitting head on. And they really haven't said, because they're still doing the investigation, so they don't know what caused the car to go over. I've not heard as of yet if the driver was drunk, if he just, who knows, if he was texting. It didn't say. We don't know at this point. So it's just, and I guess the driver of the truck, they say, is in stable condition. So I don't know. It's just, I'd love to have some great news for a change. But that's what's going on in this world. And you always try to look at the great and the good. I try to look at the good in everything, you know. I always look for the hope, you know, that maybe Trump will start a fire in the nation's soul and wake people up and get people motivated to want to do something and be somebody. I remember when I was in high school, they used to have these commercials that were like, would be like a guy like running down like a train tracks in like a ghetto and like, you know, don't be like something like, don't be like that guy or whatever. No one like grows up wishing to be that person. I'm like, I did. We used to joke about it, but we weren't serious. We wanted to do something with our lives. Now it's like kids like, guess what, man? My dreams are to have my own couch in my parents' basement. And I can be there all day long. And I can just play video games 24/7 with potato chips. And then when my mom yells at me, I can cuss at her and go off. Because what the heck? I don't want to work. I just want to play video games. I mean, at least if you're going to have a kid like that, you need to say, okay, this is what you have to do to get the Wi-Fi password so you can get online, so you can use your computer. Something. Melissa, were we wrong for wanting to actually do something with our lives constructive and not just live with our parents and not work ever? Yeah. It's like, I've sat there before. I'm like, okay, I have a disability placard. As many of you know, I have a myopathy. I bust my butt. Every night I come home and I'm like, I'm spent. I'm beat. And you have people that can work that are fully able-bodied. That I just want to sit on the couch. I just want someone to hand me money. I want someone to do something for me. I want someone to wipe my butt because I can't do it. And, you know, I mean, I can't pick my own nose. I need to have someone do that for me, too. And, you know, I mean, you would not believe. I actually have to give myself a bath. I have to shampoo my own hair. Are you kidding me? I don't know. But then, I don't ever remember a time. This is Democrat from California. Representative Maxine Waters. I oppose the president. I do not honor this president. I do not respect this president. Well, I don't respect or honor you. I don't trust you, but as far as I can throw you. It's amazing. Yeah, because she has to use her black privilege. And that's called the race card. There is black privilege. It's called the race card. It's called, well, I'm racist. You know, this is race discrimination. No, it's, you actually have a president that wants to actually try to get something done in this country and wants to maybe, let's put term limits in for you people. You know, we have term limits for presidents so that we can control the time you're in there. So we don't have one person running the country for eternity. Oh, but where's the term limits for congressmen and senators? Where is the law that says that they have to follow the rules they pass? It's amazing how many laws that these congressmen and senators pass that, if you read the fine print, they're exempt from it. I mean, if you want to get any more fun, this is even more hysterical. Amnesty International is concerned that jail conditions aren't up to the standards for Mexican drug lord El Chapo. Yeah, he needs to have one of those memory foam mattresses. Yeah, okay, and seriously, that toilet, he's going to actually have other... No, where's... He needs to have a private toilet. I mean, this is El Chapo, excuse me. And he better not be mistreated by these people in jail. Are you kidding me? God forbid. I mean, we gotta have like first class accommodations for these people in prison. I mean, you know. I mean, even though I don't have first class accommodations here, I mean, we gotta make sure these criminals and drug dealers and murderers, they got first class accommodations. Got about 3 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in wherever you are. What a conversation, folks. I'm telling you, what a conversation. It's a nation that someday I hope I'll figure out what happened to it. But until then, I just try to keep educating people and wake people up. And I hope we do. I hope we do. I hope we do. And I was watching yesterday. They showed from the airport, Bastian Schweinsteiger came into Manchester United. He came into Chicago and he's going to start playing with the Chicago Fire. And there's a lot of talk about it because you have all these players that, like, okay, now that he's retiring from like the Premier League, he's going to spend his last couple years in the MLS just kind of like, yeah, what the heck? You know, not good enough for the Premier League probably anymore, but I'm just going to go to like the senior PGA kind of from the regular PGA. And he's seen as this player that's in the peak of his playing ability, in the prime of his playing ability. And he's like, I'm going to the MLS. And, you know, and it's going to be interesting. Because, like they ask him some things like, well, do you think, like, up with the Chicago Fire? And he was kind of, because his English is not 100% because he's German. And, you know, they had to kind of explain, like, with this team, can you get him good enough? And, you know, and he's like, you know, we're a team. You know, he understands that they're not the greatest and he's going to help try to turn them around. And it's going to be interesting because I think it's going to, maybe some other players that are really, really good players that instead of going to the Premier League may look at going to opposed to like the Bundesliga or, you know, the Spanish League and that stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see how that all turns out. I want to thank you all so much again for tuning in and for the program that I hope you're a part of. And I hope you don't sit passively, you sit actively and you get up and you do stuff and you try to wake people up and get people to realize, hey, folks, wake up. You're losing this country. This country's going down. It'd be nice. And with the firm alliance and the protection of divine power, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Until next Tuesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.